From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mike Ryan reports for the Mountaintop Eagle that the town of Windom is getting a $72,000 grant from the New York State Department of State to work on their zoning. The town board previously set aside $35,000 toward the matching grant for the Smart Growth Community Planning and Zoning Grant Program. Windom updated their comprehensive plan last year and adopted a noise law. Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt said, and I quote, "Next on our plate is updating our site plan review, cleaning up some gray areas that exist, such as the sunset clause," end quote. Hoyt said of Windom, and I quote, "We're one of the last ones up here to consider zoning. Zoning has gotten a bad rap. People will still be able to do most anything, but we don't want it to be a downfall for the community. I'm all for home rule and doing what you want to do on your property, but at the same time, common sense tells you one person can't just do something that impacts 30 other people around them," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson in the Times Union gives his account of the massive errors from the town of Cairo that have residents paying much more in local taxes than promised. Cairo Town Supervisor Jason Watts told residents last year that their property taxes were going up by 0.5%. But just before the year changed, Watts announced a clerical error and the property tax levy was actually rising 7.5%. Then Watts said the town made a similar error the year before and left the door open for more clerical errors in previous years. At a January 9th Cairo Town meeting, Watts said, and I quote, "I cannot apologize to you guys enough," end quote. Watts first claimed a former bookkeeper made the error and the current bookkeeper worked off the former bookkeeper's erroneous spreadsheets. In a new interview, Watts now blames former town supervisor John Coyne, who was the first to discover the town's error in December, posting about it on social media. Watts said, and I quote, "We went off the numbers of a previous administration and they were wrong," end quote. The Times Union asked Coyne to comment on Watts' accusation and I quote, Coyne pointed out that Watts was part of the town board that had voted for the 2022 budget that also erroneously calculated the tax levy, but declined further comment, end quote. So far, the town of Cairo is not sure how much the mistakes will cost, but the $435,000 to repair the town hall's roof and crumbling sidewalk surrounding the building is now being held off. Watts said, and I quote, "We're not going to be able to do that this year. The town is still going to run. We're just not going to be able to make the repairs," end quote. Cairo holds a public hearing on the issue at 7 p.m. January 25th, and you can read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that freshman U.S. Representative Pat Ryan said that despite a recent coup attempt and a sharp partisan divide in the House of Representatives, he is optimistic that lawmakers can pass legislation. Ryan said to the more than 200 business leaders who gathered January 18th for the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast meeting, and I quote, "If we don't stay optimistic, if we don't stay optimistic in the face of all these challenges, then we've given up," end quote. In the last Congress under Democratic control, the Invest and Protect Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, and the Inflation Reduction Act all passed. Ryan participated in the final weeks of that Congress, representing the 19th Congressional District, but this year is in the 18th Congressional District. And now the Republicans run the chamber. Ryan said, and I quote, "If folks come there with a broader sense of being American, being someone who believes in the promise and potential of our country and coming to actually accomplish some mission greater than their personal ambition, if we all come with the mindset of patriotism as a way to govern and bring us come together, I do think we can do it," end quote. So far, though, the House of Representatives has been a divisive body. Ryan said about the long process to choose a Speaker of the House, and I quote, "It was extremely disappointing to see a small group of extreme ideologues on either side of the political spectrum take hostage an institution that needs to work," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I try to be optimistic. That was really disappointing to me, but I hope we can get our act together," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.